The G-2 experiment found that subatomic particles called muons wobble in a way that defies the standard model of physics. That could possibly indicate the existence of undiscovered particles.
The simplest things is, there might be a new particle out there, but there also could be a different field. So we have the electric field, we have the weak field, we have the strong force, and then we have gravity.
Kevin Giovannetti is a physics professor at James Madison University.
Is there another interaction that we have is just so small that we haven't seen it yet, or so disguised that we haven't identified it yet?
To find out, scientists shot billions of those muons through a 50-foot magnetic ring at the speed of light at the Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory in Illinois, better known as Fermilab. Hundreds of scientists around the world contributed to the experiment over the past several years, including Giovannetti and five of his students at JMU. They developed a power management system to detect the muons as they decayed during the experiment.
Our first investment was to build a power supply that was supposed to actually provide the straightforward power that would energize the detectors itself. And then there was the detector power management system, which was going to handle the electronic power. So we started in a certain direction. That actually brought us to the point where we were changing from the detector component of the effort to the magnetic field aspect.
Pramal Patel worked on the team for his senior research project.
What they needed at Fermilab was something that's rack mountable. Like imagine like a server room, you have arrays of like cabinets. And essentially, we were creating a 2-unit-wide slice that basically provided the low voltage but high current needed for the detectors.
Patel's work on the G-2 experiment ended when he graduated in 2017, but he was pleased to learn about the discovery last week.
I heard about this like all over Facebook. I saw many articles of it, and then I reached out to Dr. G. I was like, man, your work became fruitful. And basically, any and all physics work, it requires a lot of patience.
The results are still preliminary, and the team will analyze them and add more data in the coming years. Giovannetti will continue his work with the project going forward.
But once we have a really, really good measurement, and theory stays fixed without finding any problems, we will have a huge difference between theory and an experiment, and that will be unquestionably evidence of new physics.
For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.